Well, we got a few things in the news today from so-called government officials in the ruling class. This guy here named George Santos, Republican, U.S. Representative, covering parts of Nassau County on Long Island and Northeast Queens. And it seems to be appropriate. So it's come out that this guy used the name Kitara when he was a Brazilian drag queen. All right, so we got Brazilian drag queens are now the representative of Queens in New York. Now, this guy has apparently been accused of all kinds of frauds and lies. You'd think they would vet these guys out. Personal life. He married a woman, then got divorced. And then in 2014 began dating a man. They lived together until the man moved out. And in 2020, he's living with a guy named Matt, who he's called his husband. And then here it says Santos was a drag queen when he lived in Brazil, using the drag name Kitara Ravach. So why does the Republican Party have a guy like this? Now, it's hard to tell, right? A gay Brazilian man or an FTM, a little bit difficult to tell. I'm just trying to keep this simple here. We'll stick with the official story that he's a Brazilian drag queen. All right, now, unfortunately, this is not too uncommon in the world of political theater. In fact, many former U.S. presidents and prominent people in the ruling class, especially, have been members of a drag show theater group from Harvard University. I've shown this before. The Hasty Pudding Institute. All right, it's an institute. From the pudding to the presidency, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Theodore Roosevelt, FDR, Kennedy, and Ted Kennedy. Now, maybe this Santos guy will go on to be president because he's qualified. He's done the initiation. We have many drag queens in office now all across the U.S. government and around the world. They are currently drag queens. For example, as I mentioned before, Alex Cortez. Now, I think this is just part of Freemasonry. And this is a drag show. That's what it is, all right? I've shown this many times. There's a drag queens right there. Yeah, drag queen. Drag queens. Jennifer Gardner, drag queen of the year. John Adams, the first U.S. vice president. John Quincy Adams, his son, sixth U.S. president. Who was also a U.S. representative before that. Some of these guys, I won't mention every name. You can look at them. Oh, there's Ted Roosevelt. Yeah, 26th president. Hearst, right? Isn't that Rosebud? J.P. Morgan Jr. FDR, right? In fact, didn't we just see a Roosevelt? Yeah, there's Ted Roosevelt. And there's one of his cousins, FDR. Now, this guy here, FDR, remember, not only was he in the drag show, he grew up as a transvestite. I've showed this before. The first, I think it was like 8 years of his life, he was dressed up like a little girl. All right, that's the official story. I'm not making this stuff up. I wish I were, but I couldn't. No one can make this stuff up. It's just too strange. Another guy from New York played a chorus girl. All right, he was a transvestite. It's nothing different. FDR and this guy here, it's the same thing. He played a chorus girl, FDR, and he grew up as a little girl. I guess if you join the transvestite club, you can become the ambassador to the Holy See. John F. Kennedy, who was a U.S. Senator, U.S. Representative, and U.S. President. Active member. Was not a passive member. He was an active member in the Hasty Pudding Club. And his brother, Ted Kennedy, who was another active Hasty Pudding Club member. And then, of course, Herman Munster, Jack Lemmon. Stockard Channing played a first lady in the West Wing. Well, there you go. Played a first lady. That sounds about right. And let's check out Stockard. Oh, yeah. We know what's going on there, right? It's another Hasty Pudding Club member. Another, what do they call it? Drag queen. That's what that is right there. I mean, just look with your eyes, please. And on a related note, New Zealand Prime Minister Jack Ardern is resigning. Now, in his resignation speech, he said, "It was the greatest role of my life." So this is another role. This is a theatrical role. This is theater. It's like a movie, right? It's theater. It's fiction. Now, this person is actually a terrorist and should be put in prison if there were any justice in the world. And just like Starkard Channing played a role as First Lady in The West Wing, this person played a role as Prime Minister of New Zealand. This person's an actor and a terrorist, a deceiver. Think about that the quote-unquote mosque shooting. Remember that? And the fake pandemic, the false sign and wonder, right? False signs and wonders. Fake pandemics. Deception. These people are deceiving demons, right? It's another one of these drag queens right here. In fact, I have an idea what this person could do now that he's resigning from this role. I would suggest this person could be in a Munsters reboot. Now, I think someone recently made a movie about that, but they could bring back the sitcom. This person could play Herman Munster. So in the speech, pretends to cry, and then says something like, let's just listen to it.
"And will always be the greatest role of my life. I leave behind a belief that you can be kind but strong, empathetic but decisive, optimistic but focused."
So giving us a little bit of yin and yang there, right? The polar opposites, the male and the female combined into one. And I've shown before many times this person has large parties. Now, this is good news. This person's leaving, but what's coming next? I don't think it's going to be too much better. Maybe didn't meet its quota of lethal injections. All right, so that's it for today, and let's close out with a little scripture. These psalms are pretty intense, actually. I read one of these a day, usually in the morning. Kind of gets me, it kind of prepares me for the day, helps me understand this world we're living in, this temporary evil world. And it is temporary, and it is evil. "Cruel rulers are not your allies, those who make oppressive laws. They conspire against the blameless and condemn to death the innocent." Now, I actually like this translation. It's very clear and simple. I think they simplified it quite a bit. And the good thing about this is this is netbible.org, by the way. It's a pretty useful site. It's free. You can get the Hebrew and the Greek and a bunch of really good notes. So the translation's a bit on the kind of paraphrase style, but they do explain it. This TN means translator note. "A throne of destruction." So they'll actually tell you what it really says, but then they kind of translate it in a simpler way to read. You know, there's different ways of translating the Bible. "A throne of destruction." Throne stands here by metonymy for rulers who occupy thrones. Ah, like the Game of Thrones. Rulers, the ruling class. Let's just check out a different translation real quick. "Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law?" "Can a throne of destruction be allied with you, one which devises mischief by decree?" So the Hebrew literally says, "Is a throne of destruction united to you, one that forms trouble upon a statute?" But see, that's very awkward in English, and it's hard to understand, isn't it? "Cruel rulers are not your allies, those who make oppressive laws. They conspire against the blameless and condemn to death the innocent." This is what's happening now in the world, right now. In fact, the Hebrew says literally, "And the blood of the innocent they declare guilty." I mean, I can relate to this myself. I was considered the bad guy for not injecting poison into my body. I was one of the best employees of the place I used to work. I was innocent. I was just a guy doing my job. I was always the first one there in the morning, every single day. I got there at 6 a.m. every single day. First one to arrive. For 8 years, they declared me guilty. Now, I was able to bear witness, and in their rejecting of the witness, they condemned themselves to eternal destruction. And that's fine. That's the way things are going to play out here. I normally would not have witnessed to my fellow co-workers or my boss, but when they declared me guilty, even though I was innocent, it was an opportunity to witness to them, and they rejected the witness, and they themselves will burn in hell because of that. And that's fine. That's efficient, I think. People are being separated into wheat and tares, right? So it's actually the ones who are persecuted are the wheat. The ones who get fired, the ones who the world hates are actually the wheat. And the people who the world loves are the tares. But the Lord will protect me, and my God will shelter me. He will pay them back for their sin. He will destroy them because of their evil. The Lord our God, Yahweh, will destroy them. All right, so it says right there very clearly. All these evil rulers, cruel rulers, or the throne of destruction, those who make oppressive laws, right, mandates, people like this, there's a cruel ruler right there on a throne of destruction. And think about the guy in Australia who literally said, we will have a vaccinated economy. You cannot buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. That's what that means. You cannot work or go shopping. So justice will be done. They will be destroyed.